We're on the telephone today with Jake Rice. Jake is with Rice Auction Company and is also a cattle producer. And Jake lives in South Central Iowa, near Clearfield, Iowa. Well, Jake, wanted to visit with you about the hay market right now. I understand you're involved with the South Central Iowa hay sales through the winter months. And tell us what you're hearing about the hay situation right now.
Well, we've had, you know, pretty adequate rains here locally, and a lot of guys maybe have hay that and don't produce cattle, and they're trying to sell that hay based on last year's market. And we just truly, we haven't had a hay auction since, it's been three months now, and I just can't give them an answer on what that price is. So July 9th at Creston, Iowa, we're going to hold another hay auction and kind of get a feel for what this market is. You know, it was very strong through the winter months with hay, you know, big round bales, bringing $100 to $150 a bale just consistently all through the winter months. And that two-year-old hay, you know, bringing anywhere from $75 to $85. So all the excess hay is pretty much gone in this area from last year, but they're trying to market this new hay, and we're trying to get a feel for that market.
And it sounds like there's going to be a lot of demand coming out of Missouri.
Yes. We run some cows down in the Guilford, Missouri area and in Maryville, Missouri area. Those rains down there have been extremely spotty. You know, 2 miles makes all the difference in the world. And we're kind of in the position right now, not only us, but others, that, you know, we're looking at probably marketing some cows. We just don't have the feed carryover. We don't have the feed coming on, and our pastures are virtually gone. So it's pretty tough down there.
So there has been some pretty good hay production so far this year in Iowa there?
Yeah. There's, you know, I'm getting a lot of calls, people wanting to buy and sell. I truly can't give them that answer. I just base it off of what we did last year, and I don't know that the market, you know, I don't know if that's the hay's bringing that $100 a bale. I don't have any idea. So we're going to test the market there July 9th. We typically don't, have a summer hay auction, but our phone is just constantly ringing, so we're just, you know, through price discovery, the auction method, we're going to go ahead and see what that market is. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens. I know people last year when that hay market got very strong, you know, like I said, they cleared out their overrun of hay, the two-year-old hay that, you know, probably wouldn't carry over any longer, and some of them are regretting their decisions right now. So it's going to be really interesting to see July 9th what happens, and you know, I can report back to you and let you know how that market ended up going.
As far as the quality of a hay that's been produced this year, I would assume it's pretty decent.
It has been. It really has. Like I said, here locally, we've had plenty of rain, or it sure has lately been plenty of rain, and the hay's coming back, and everything looks really good right here in the area. But once again, those folks down south, they're in certain areas, they are definitely struggling, and don't, you know, their hay is down, and their feed, their pasture is down, and it's going to get tough. It really is.
Now, do you expect buyers coming up from the Southwest, Texas, Oklahoma? Or?
I don't know if they'll be that far. We've had a lot of interaction with, of course, social media nowadays. We do a lot on there, do advertising. I don't know if they'll come that far. We have a gentleman that's wanting to commit 800 bales for this first sale. That might be a stretch. I don't know if we want to test the market that quick with that much hay, but we'll see how we get along. And if we get a call from down there, we have a lot of hay available if we meet the price he wants, and we'll have to find out what that is.
Now, do they physically bring the hay in and therefore the auction?
Yeah, we all through the winter, we averaged around at least 300 big rounds every sale, and probably 400 to 600 square bales every sale we had. We had, you know, at least 300 big round bales, and just sell it right on site there. We have a loader available, and it just works out well for us.
Did you say how much you expect for this Monday? Or,
you know, right now, tentatively, probably around that 300 as well. Like I said, I have a gentleman that's still on the fence, and he has 800 bales available. Of course, we wouldn't be able to handle that all on location, but we might, you know, offer it in, you know, lots of 50, and if the interest is there, just roll on till we get through 800.
Okay. And again, give us the details on the auction there again.
It'll be July 9th, Creston, Iowa, located north of Creston Livestock. Auction starts at 12 noon. We'll unload hay right up to within up to 11:30. Come one, come all.